33 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like mixed price action early this morning with a generally positive bias. Crude market is up about a dollar, and the dollar is near steady. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. Mildly disappointing there. Current price action for March corn, which goes into delivery tomorrow, 367 and a quarter, up a penny. July corn, 385 and a half, up a penny as well. And December, up three quarters at 397 even. March beans, currently up 4 cents at 907 and three quarters. July beans, 934 and a quarter, up three and three quarters. And November beans, up three and a quarter at 952 even. March wheat for Chicago, 466 and a quarter, up six. And July wheat is 479 and three quarters, up four and a half. Kansas City wheat for March is up seven at 443 and a quarter. And July is 462 and a half, up seven and a half. Minneapolis wheat for March is up two and three quarters at 566 and a quarter. And September is 574 even, up seven and a half. Early livestock trade starting out mixed, but turning a defensive for cattle and about a dollar lower in hogs. Russian sources suggest that the 2018-19 wheat exports will rise from 35.6 to 35.9 million metric tons. They also suggest that Russia has another 4 to 5 million metric tons of old crop wheat left that could be exported. Yesterday afternoon's commitment to traders numbers showed managed money traders pretty much liquidated positions across the Chicago Board of Trade. That amounted to about 26.2 thousand contracts of corn and 8 to 15,000 contracts of wheat, soybeans, and meal. The corn number was in line with expectation and leaves the funds estimatedly short about 87,000 contracts as of yesterday's close. As we mentioned, first notice date for March futures is tomorrow. Longs are at risk up for delivery. Up-to-date export sales are expected in the morning, first time in a long time. Confidence of brisk recovery are low, but we do see appreciable weakness over the last couple of sessions. Could set the charts up for a little bit of recovery effort. Currently, May corn is trading inside day to the upside, as is May meal, and May wheat has already taken out yesterday's high, so with constructive effort with a little bit of leadership from the wheat. Cautiously optimistic for a better recovery, and we hope everybody has a great day. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Let's check current conditions quickly. We're at 33 degrees here in Urbana with a wind out of the north at around 10 miles per hour. 28 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 33 in Decatur, 32 in Danville, 36 in Charleston Mattoon. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 39 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to a low of 19. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.